Start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
Bienvenido, Magic Drive Time from Ciudad de Mexico. Welcome, everybody. Great to have you with us, Dante Marcatelli, or should I say, Miamo, Dante Marcatelli. Great to be with you. We are live. We are set up from Mexico City, where in 2 days, the Orlando Magic will host the NBA Mexico City Games 2018. They'll host the Chicago Bulls on Thursday, and then we'll have the Utah Jazz on Saturday. So here to break it all down for me, the Spanish radio voice of the Orlando Magic, he is Joey Colon, kind enough to join me here from Mexico. We arrived today, a city of about 22, 23 million people. Joey, how are you, my friend?
It's bienvenido, good to be here. Bienvenido a México. ¿Cómo estás? Me alegra que estés con nosotros.
Muy bien.
Easy. Yeah, estoy
bien.
About.
Estoy
yeah,
bien.
That's perfect.
Yeah, man. It's great
perfect.
To have you. Great.
23 million and two. What? You and me.
That's exactly right. How about that? That wasn't bad getting in here, was it? For those that haven't seen us, I mean, obviously, there's some things that were posted on social media, but we landed. We had a huge police escort.
That's
took
great.
Us about 45 minutes to get here, and this is quite a city.
I feel for a second, I feel like Donald Trump.
Yeah, right.
With the police escort, everybody else.
A whole presidential escort. You're exactly right. You're exactly right. But it's set up here. We've got a couple of days. There'll be some sightseeing and some things to do. But we're looking forward to breaking it all down. And and if you have any thoughts on last night's contest, the Magic fall to the Dallas Mavericks. No Evan Fournier, no Mo Bamba. We understand he was late to a meeting, so a one-game discipline. So he does not play last night. He'll be available.
That don't happen
Thursday.
To you, right?
That never happens to me. No. What happens if you're late to your radio broadcast?
I don't know. I guess I will suspend myself.
Exactly. We'll have to look into it. 101-76, the Magic fall last night. So if you want to touch on that or what looms ahead here from Mexico, give us a call, 407-447-2145, 407-447-2145, or text us at 50-AB. What is that text number again? 50856? Yeah, 50857, 50857, or call us 407-447-2145. Joey, this is unbelievable. How global the NBA game has become. This will be the 10th and 11th games that the Magic have played in an international city. This will be the 27th and 28th games held here in Mexico, the 8th and 9th regular season games. And here we go. Outside of Canada and the U.S., this is the most hosted country.
Yeah, we've been here before time for a preseason game, though.
That's right.
First time that we're playing regular seasons, and it will be interesting how the team is going to react playing in another country, a different atmosphere completely against a team like the Bulls. They're rocking right now.
Sure.
They're not having a good time, and against Utah Jazz is a very good team. So we'll see how it's got.
How about do you get a sense, or obviously you're of Puerto Rican descent. You're not, I don't know how much you know about the country of Mexico or not.
I know a
lot. But do you get a sense of what this means to the people here and how well this is received?
Well, you know the country itself, they're big fans of soccer.
Yep.
Football, soccer. Mm-hmm. Through the years, baseball start to come into this to Mexico, and then basketball, and also NFL. Right now, I think besides Gustavo Ayón, is the biggest star coming out of Mexico in basketball, and playing in Spain for a long time, winning championships there, spend some time in the NBA with us and with the New Orleans Pelicans.
Sure.
You know, the city and the fans has grown big time. With the NBA going Spanish, that also helped to expand the brand.
Sure.
And Mexico has been quite of a big fan right now with the NBA.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's four Mexican-born players that have played in the NBA. Horacio Lamas was the first, then Eduardo Nájera, who will be down here. He's kind of an ambassador. He'll be overseeing these games. And Gustavo Ayón, who you mentioned, played 3 years in the NBA, one of them with the Magic, and then George Gutierrez.
Mm-hmm.
So those four players. So I think that helps when you have somebody who's made it from your country make it to the NBA.
As big as Mexico is,
right,
to have only four or five players from the NBA has been slow. But in the future, I think we'll have more players coming from Mexico.
Is it coming? Are we getting more?
Yeah,
is there more talent?
Yeah,
are the leagues good down here, Joey?
The league, not itself, the leagues here, but the national team itself is very good in FIBA, so we will expect to see some more Mexican players in the NBA.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. If you want to give us a call, 407-447-2145, or text us, 50857, the Magic in action last night. And, Joey, that was a tough one.
Awesome. Yeah. That was a long tough game.
One. You know, you knew you were going to be in for a dogfight when you didn't have Evan Fournier. That's you knew correct. It was going to be hard. Then you find out about Mo Bamba, so it was an opportunity for someone like Kem Birch and Jarrell Martin who came in late. But still, you were hoping somebody would step up, somebody would take would assume the responsibility. It's just a very disappointing game.
Everything changed right. in the floor for the whole team. You know, Evan do so much for us. Mm-hmm. He played a lot of defense. He also is a threat on the offensive side. You know, I don't go and try to match that yesterday, right. play both sides, and it was a long night for everybody. I think, you know, we didn't have a good offense night. We didn't play defense at all, so.
No, that's going to make it for a long night, mm-hmm. and they couldn't find anybody to pick up the scoring. And, you know, it was interesting that the kind of one of the storylines that came out of that was obviously Mo Bamba not playing. We were wondering during the game.
That's
Kim
correct.
Birch was the first mm-hmm. one in, and then we found out a violation of a team rule. And he'd have a one-game suspension, and he'll be back for the game on Thursday. And it's interesting. You know, this is the sixth overall pick. This is a guy that people are very familiar with on a national level.
That's correct.
People know who Mo Bamba is.
And everybody in Texas was waiting for him to play.
Yes, they were. That's right. That's right. 4 hours away is mm-hmm. University of Texas, where he played his college basketball. But listen, this is an organization that has values, and they have rules, and they have policies. And when you violate it, it doesn't matter who you are, they stuck to their rules. And I'm sure he's upset, and I'm sure he's disappointed that he let the team down because they could have used him last night.
That's correct.
But they stood by their you know their qualities there last night, and I'm sure he's very upset that he.
Well, 19 years old, I think you're learning the ropes of the NBA. This is not college,
right?
In here, you're gonna get punished, and that was the play. The way that they punish the NBA player is not taking money away; it's just taking minutes away.
Sure,
and that's how you learn.
Yeah, and he did learn, and he was mm-hmm. upset. He was disappointed he wasn't able to get in the game.
Hopefully it doesn't repeat.
Yeah, and I don't think it will. I think hopefully it'll be lesson learned and it doesn't happen again because we need him. We need him out
that's
there,
correct.
And we need him to continue to develop. But that's part of Steve Clifford too, right? Steve Clifford is old school, and he's brought up that way, and there's going to be consequences, and you got to hold your guys accountable.
That's great. The coach is the way that it is. That's a way of teaching our future star how to be professional mm-hmm. in this league.
No, it is. It is. So next up will be the Chicago Bulls, and now you have a team that's going through a lot of turmoil.
Yes, sir.
Have you been following this?
What's going on
with Chicago?
I've been following what's going on between players and coaches and players boycotting practice. And what about if I boycott your show and I leave?
I thought you might. That's why I was waiting outside your door so you couldn't get away.
Yeah.
It's not
easy in Chicago right now.
In one week, he's almost lost the whole team. They were talking about having a mutiny and going that way. So this could be an opportunity because at the end of the day, and I like what Vucevic said, you know, we're not here as tourists. This is a business trip. We need mm-hmm. to get 2 wins, and that's it. This is a three-game trip, and you have to win these 2 games, in my opinion, because you're 3 games under 500. And we've seen it before, Joey. You can't let this thing start to slip away.
That's exactly right. When we went to London in the middle of the season, a couple of years ago, we started sleeping mm-hmm. way down. So hopefully this is not the same movie repeating itself. Hopefully we start playing better and we start winning games.
And the last 3 games have not been good from a defensive standpoint and certainly haven't been able to hit shots, as was indicated last night against Dallas. What are you seeing? What's your opinion on what you're watching?
I think, you know, we're going to have games like that here and there. It's normal. It's a long season.
Sure, sure.
We have been proved that we can play, and we can play great defense when we have – everybody in the team. So hopefully we can tomorrow or the day after in practice, we can, if Evans come back, you know, we back to normal. Otherwise, somebody have to pick up the defensive side and the offensive side. So
I think people don't realize that. Obviously, you miss Evans' offense, but he's one of our better defenders.
Some people don't even know that he's mm-hmm. one of the better defenders that this team has. Every team that has the leading scorer, Evan is the one who plays defense on him. So he's a very important defense for us.
Pick and roll defense has been a problem. We've had a couple of teams that are very good at
yes.
it, some of the best in the league at it, but that has started to pick Orlando apart. It's a copycat league. Once teams realize that's the formula for success, that has to be better. And Joey, you have to get more out of your bench. Your backup point guard has to give you more. You have to get more consistency out of that second unit. The starters can't carry the load night in and night out.
Yeah, yesterday was not a good night for the bench.
Right.
And, of course, we alternate a little bit. You know, when Isaac went back into the starting lineup, it was a completely different game. So, hopefully, the next game, the bench, you know, bring it in.
Yeah, and I think they will. And I think they will. And exactly, you'll get Jonathan Isaac back. Well, he was out there, and you'll get hopefully you get Evan Fournier back. He had to miss it due to personal reasons, and we don't know what's happening there. But obviously, our thoughts and prayers are with him and his family if anything's going on there. And you'll have Mo Bamba back as well. But again, it's very important just to keep tied together. We've seen great starts or at different times over the last couple of years.
That's great, yeah.
And you can't let this thing get south, Joey, because it's. I think everybody's got a taste of it. And you're feeling like, okay, this could be different. We have established a way that we have to play to be successful. That's moving the basketball. That's defending. We still haven't become a great rebounding team. Hopefully that will come. But we're starting to establish a way, and you can't let some of those bad habits start.
Well, this year at least we are healthy. This is the first time that we have a player that missed time.
Right, right.
You know, Terrence Ross has been incredible off the bench, and hopefully this is going to be different.
All right, when we come back, I'm going to find out from Joey Colon what we're going to do here tonight in Mexico. I want to get your ideas, your thoughts, if you have any ideas for us. We got three of the top 50 restaurants in the world are here. In Mexico.
Let's go. That? You got a credit card?
You want to hit them all?
Let's go.
We'll put this on Joel Glass.
Yes, sir.
We'll be back in a moment here. Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center when we return in a moment.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Need to sell your home? With Listed.com, pay 0% listing commission and still get a team of expert realtors, MLS listing, and professional photos. Pay 0% listing commission and still get our revolutionary yard sign, a dedicated direct mail campaign, and powerful print marketing. Pay 0% listing commission and still get a dedicated property website. Pay 0% listing commission, but only if you're one of the first 1,000 people to list with Listed.com by December 31st. That's LISTED.com. 888-777-9611.
Does not include buyer's agent commission. See website for terms and conditions. Listed.com.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
And welcome back, everyone, to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Dante Marcatelli here with you. Aaron Berlin is our producer. We're joined by Joey Colon, the Spanish voice of the Orlando Magic. You have a comment, 407-447-2145, or a text, 50857. We'll get to the text line in just a minute. Magic fans, all season long, Car Wash Palace giving you 40% off your exterior car wash experience every Tuesday. During your visit on Tuesday, use promo code 1989 to receive your discounted car wash. Car wash packages start at just $3 with that promo code. So if you're in your car right now, it is Tuesday, head on through there, and include a self vacuum station. Visit the carwashpalace.com for location details. Joey,
I can use a car wash today. For real.
Our cars, when we come back from these trips, our cars are, you've been very generous to us. You had our cars washed one time, which was very generous
right
gift. Yeah, but then we come back, they take a beating while we're gone on these trips. Let people know, Joey, because I think it's a fascinating story. Your path to the NBA, how you got here to become a broadcaster for an NBA team, just a small boy from Puerto Rico.
Yeah, well, I started very young in radio, age 15.
That's amazing.
Started doing the
boards. In Puerto Rico?
In Orlando.
In Orlando, okay, gotcha.
And went back to Puerto Rico and had some experience on basketball over there. Mm-hmm. Came back to the United States, tried to finish my school, and got a job on the business. Started very young, doing morning shows, and went nationwide in a morning show at one point, East Coast of the United States. Started working also for Telemundo, doing sports at the same time. I used to play basketball in high school. And it was very simple to mix one thing with the other.
Sure.
You know, basketball and radio. I have some experience. Had the blessing to call the national team in 96 of Puerto Rico, and then came back to the NBA. Got a job.
So is it because you played it? What drew you to
basketball? Yeah, because I played it. It was easier for me to make the transition, the mix between radio business, being a morning show guy, and play the sport, know the sport, and know the phrases and the language of the sport, mix it together with the emotion, and boom, it happened.
So think back to when you were growing up. Could you have imagined what this game has become?
I will never imagine,
right?
The reason that I moved to the United States was to learn English and go back to Puerto Rico and play professional. That was my dream.
You were pretty good then.
I was a little good, not that much.
Yeah.
But you know, life is full of surprises, and Orlando, it was my home after that. So for me, the sport, when I was 10 years old, if you tell me we're going to be in Mexico City today talking about basketball or my life, I will never thought about this. You know, I never think that this was going to be real. This is amazing.
No, it is. It's fantastic. And I think about that, too, and where the NBA has brought so many people. But we've been to, you know, we've been to China. We've been to England.
London.
We've been now to Mexico.
Brazil.
Exactly. You went to Brazil. Mm-hmm. And
Hong Kong.
That's a number of countries.
China.
Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Exactly. That was a fun trip going to China in 2007. It's the Dwight Howard, Orlando Magic, and LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers.
That's great. Yeah, it was a great experience. I mean, the NBA has given us a blessing and an opportunity to be the ambassadors of the sport and the basketball itself. I mean, is our life.
It's amazing. Do you look at the opening night roster? Over 200 players are born internationally now in today's game. I mean, it's coming up to a point where you're getting, you know, it's going to be close
to half. It has changed
a lot.
From 20 years ago to now, has changed a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, the sport has been grown so much. That's why the USA team has more challenges out there when the Olympics going. Playing, so the world is catching up to the United States.
It is catching up. So next up, so part of 2018 NBA Mexico City Games, the Orlando Magic will play the Chicago Bulls on Thursday, and then they'll play the Utah Jazz.
Got a question?
So we've technically the home city.
I got a question for you. Do you learn how to use SAP already in the TV?
No, I haven't. So if I hit, does it work that way?
Yeah.
So if I hit SAP down here in Mexico, I'll get
English. English version.
I'm going to do
same
that.
Same thing that I do in Orlando.
For those that don't
Spanish.
Know, yeah, when you watch Fox Sports Florida, if you hit that SAP button, you're going to hear Joey Colon.
Exactly.
And
Joey SAP.
There might be a lot of people that's very, very
so now you can be
that.
Dante SAP here in
I
Mexico.
I like that. I'm going to listen. While watching this, I got it on the news right now, and it looks to be in English. It's hard to believe. Everybody I've spoken to down here speaks English. I want to use my Spanish. I want to practice.
Try it.
I'm going to practice. All right, AB, let's go to the text line, 50857. What do you got coming in for a text?
Well, first off, Shell just wants us to wish you guys both a hi, and he says hello. The second one has to do, and this one's from Adam.
Hello, Shell.
Hello.
I know,
hola.
Right?
Come on,
us. The second one comes from Adam, and he wants to know, with you guys being in Mexico City, what's your favorite trip that you guys have gone on overseas with the club?
Well, China was fun. We were there for a week, and you almost can't get further from America where we were in China.
China was different.
But wasn't it surprising?
The food
was
like different.
It was like New York City,
yes.
Walking around New York City.
It was crowded. Mm-hmm. The food was completely different of Chinese food in United States.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Completely different. I lost like 10 pounds in that trip. For me, Brazil was better. I really like Brazil the way it is. I think it's more because it's close to what Puerto Rico is, mountains, beach.
Yep, sure.
We were in Sao Paulo, and the fans are there great too. So for me, it was Brazil.
We've been blessed, and we love it. I mean, at any given night, you could have a number of 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 fans from Brazil.
That's correct.
In our building inside the Amway Center, mm-hmm. and that's become a destination when people come from
and
Brazil.
And also Mexican fans. We got a lot of Mexican fans there too.
Yes, we do. It's amazing, this city, though, Joey. We're looking out the window, and you can see it's nothing but buildings.
I wish I have your suite like this.
We are
sitting. Look at this.
This is nice.
The bed feel like 20
people. You don't have one of these?
No, man. Mine's very small.
No, this is not. We're going to be broadcasting from here all week, so it's going to be fun. We've got Dennis Newman here tomorrow, which will be fun. We'll have Jeff Turner here throughout the week. So we're going to catch up. George Galante is going to join me, and we'll do a show as well. But I think at the end of the day, Joey, we got to get this team back on track.
That's correct.
And I think that the concern would be you can't let this one get away on Thursday, because then you fall 4 games under 500. They got to find a way to knock down some shots. They got red hot for a bit. I think that game coming back from, you know, when you came back from that long trip, you played unbelievable against Denver, and then it all hit you. It all caught up with you against the Indiana mm-hmm. Pacers. So, okay, you can kind of live with that. To me, there's no excuse for what happened last night in Dallas. They should have been better than that. Mm-hmm. They just completely let their guard down and dropped the ball. But we've lost 7 straight in that building, and they've won 10 straight at home in that building.
See,
so, got to get back here on Thursday.
And Dallas was 11-2. Going at the game last night.
Home.
So,
right.
You know, they play very good at home. And the other side, we're getting a team, Chicago, that's going through a storm right now. Mm-hmm. They may come out hard, play hard against us. They won that win too.
That's true.
So we're going to face a tough game against the Bulls. I know us, we need to find out how we're going to replace if Evans not here, how we're going to we replace the offense and the defense, and the bench has to step it up.
You know, it's funny. We talk about it all the time, and Aaron always kids us. He says, you're banging the drum for Nick Vucevic to be an all-star. Give me your thoughts
on
Nick Vucevic.
So.
You think, is that a possibility?
Yes, and the way that the coach Clifford is using him this year, the ball is always touching his hands, and he's making the right decisions. He's attacking the basket when he have. His defense has come up 1 point close to two blocks a game.
Yeah, right.
You know, he's covering the spaces that he have to cover, and he has been playing very good.
And I know you've talked with him, and you see him around, and listen, you read all the stuff about him. That's a guy that wants to be here, and he's going to put a lot of pressure on everybody because he's playing so well, and hopefully he gets a chance to play in the All-Star game. This is a guy that you would love to represent.
And he's a great guy. Outside the court, he's a gentleman, and he's a great guy. This is a great guy to have around the team. Of course.
And now you said you talked to Gustavo.
I just talked to him right now.
Gustavo says
on Twitter.
Gustavo says you should do what? What are you getting into here?
Gustavo is telling me that he want to come back to play with Orlando Magic. That's what he's telling me.
He does. I think I looked at. Is he with Real Madrid now?
Yeah, he's
with Real
there. Yeah, he won three championships there. When he came to the United States as a rookie, he was an old rookie. He was 25 years old.
Right,
26
sure.
years old. So he was looking to an opportunity to be an impact real quick and make his name on the league, but never got the real chance.
Sure.
Of doing it. So he went back to Spain, and he has won three championships.
And does
there.
He still live in Mexico?
He live in Mexico and go to Spain and back and forth.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right, Joe.
Yeah, he told me to go out and enjoy the nightlife.
Give you some good restaurants and go check it out.
He told me to go out and enjoy the nightlife, be safe. We've been here before.
Sure,
There's a place in the area named La Condesa. It's like, I would say, Universal Studios, like City Walk. That you have a bunch of nightlife restaurants, and it's very
sure.
nice.
Okay, I like it. I like it.
Well, so if you're ready, come
be
in.
Be safe. Have fun. I'm going to be attached to your hip for 5 days.
you and 50 other people.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to have your own squad.
You know
going
the most famous guy in the team right now?
The entire
Everybody
team.
Everybody want to hang with me today.
The entire team. If you want to do the show the rest of the week, you can join us. You're not getting out of my sight. We're going to have another bed brought in this room.
No. I say my room. You can keep your own room.
Yes, that's probably a better idea. Joey, good to talk to you. Good luck
thank you.
A couple of days. You can hear Joey on the Spanish Radio Network, and that starts at 9:30. He'll have the call on Thursday, and, of course, 9 o'clock on Fox Sports Florida, 9 o'clock right here on 96.9 The Game. Have a great night, everybody. Back tomorrow with Dennis Newman on the English Radio Network.
Adios.
We'll talk to you then.